Shalom, a blessed day to each and everyone. Praying that you are fine and in the grace of God today. Amen. Let us continue where we left off yesterday. The revelation on changing of the body and resurrection is getting clearer and clearer as time is fast approaching in its fulfillment. Only during the time of Paul, God reveals that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Revealed to Paul was something new to the saints in his time. And so, in its fulfillment, there will be three things that would happen: the resurrection of the dead saints, the dead in Christ with immortal bodies, the metamorphosis of the living saints, and the rapture or the caught up. Amen. These are the events that would be happening in this end time. Believers in the time of Apostle Paul thought this would happen in their days, but they all died having those hope without any one of them experiencing a glorious change yet. Amen. What they experienced was the power of the resurrected Christ in their lives, changing their minds, transforming their inner being. And Paul said, we are the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So the saints, they all died. And so the words of Paul, which said, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, was not for them. In other words, it was not for it was not for the saints in the time of Paul, but it is for the living saints in this end time who serve the Lord close to the return of the Lord. Amen. In other words, that vision of Paul was for us who are waiting for the Lord in this close in his close return. Amen. It was just revealed to Paul how that not all the saints will experience death and be changed. There will be living saints that will never die, but they will all be changed directly. But Paul has no idea how it will be, how it will happen. Amen. Paul just saw it in a vision that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. But he had no idea what and how this vision would be fulfilled. Amen. He said, we who shall remain alive shall not go ahead of them that are dead, but they will resurrect first in their glorious resurrection, and we who are alive shall be changed. And together with them, the resurrected saints, we will meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Paul just saw that in a vision, but the specifics of how this would happen, it was hidden to Paul. The specifics of how the changing of the body of the living saints would happen, it was not revealed by God to Paul. Obviously, because it was not meant in their time, because the bodily change of the living saints will only happen at the believers in this last church age. Amen. That is why God has given us the shout message and the voice of the archangel through the fivefold ministry for us to be ready. Amen. The message that we received today is really meant for our time. The messages that we have heard really are preparing us for that great glorious day. In fact, there are plans of God that God opens up to us in this our day. But he did not reveal this plan in the previous saints, in the previous church age. Even in the early church, where with the original apostles or with the apostles, the specifics of how the changing of the body of the living saints is one of the examples. Amen. Amen. It pleased God that he reveals to us what he shall be doing to his church in these last days. Like, for instance, the changing of the body. It's specifics. Obviously, because he will do it in our time. Amen. And so the more its fulfillment gets closer, the clearer it becomes. Amen. Amen. If resurrection has few samples of the Old Testament, like children being raised to life again and so on, changing of the body has also few samples in the Old Testament. We have Abraham and Sarah who underwent a body change, and so Sarah conceived and bore Isaac in their older years. Yes, but that change was only pointing to a total glorious metamorphosis of the sons and daughters of Abraham by faith. Amen. But however, the best key samples that we can compare into is that with Enoch, the seventh generation from Adam, and that of Elijah, that is by, amen. The Bible said Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years old, amen. And the Bible said he was not, because God translated him. God took him at the age of 365 years. So for 65 years, Enoch walked with God. Enoch befriended God. He obtained grace in the eyes of God. He grew from faith to faith with God and obtained that rapturing grace. Amen. And finally, God took him alive. Amen. Now, some holds that Enoch was dead and was resurrected. But the Bible is plain in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated because... Again, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. Now, so Enoch was translated alive without having tasted death, the first death. And I want to tell you that I believe that he was translated having his body underwent metamorphosis. Yes. Now, you know, this body of flesh and blood cannot go anywhere we like. This terrestrial body that we have, of course, with that of Enoch also, has a limit with regards to location. God designs this earth that we live in such a way that terrestrial life would be sustained. Science told us that it would be impossible for other places in the universe, other planets, to bear life, because these places, these other planets, lack something for life to exist. The earth atmosphere at the limited heights only could sustain life. Those whose breath are with with its nostrils, beyond the limit and above the earth's atmosphere, life won't make it. Amen. And imagine, brothers and sisters, if Enoch was translated in the sky with just that mortal body of him, would he sustain and live? Would he sustain and live? No. No wonder why Paul said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. This was stated by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, followed by the saying that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen. And so Paul really meant that before translation, changing of the body comes first, because this body of flesh and blood won't be able to go there with the Lord. Amen. And so my mind is fixed that before Enoch was translated, he experienced changing of the body first. And in his daily walk with God, Enoch found grace in the eyes of God and finally received a rapturing grace from God, making him change bodily. And so he was taken in that stature. Amen. Amen. Now, this was also the thing that happened to Elijah, the Tishbite. Elijah was translated by the whirlwind of God before the presence of Elisha. Brothers and sisters, changing of the body is as quick as the twinkling of an eye, Paul said. And that is what Paul said. The moment we will receive a rapturing faith, we will be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. The moment Elijah and Elisha were separated by the chariot of fire, it was then, I believe, that Elijah's body was changed. It was then, I believe, that Elijah received rapturing faith from God that enabled his change. Amen. So, Enoch experienced change of the body and translation alone. Elijah experienced metamorphosis and translation alone. Nobody was with them. They received the so-called rapturing faith from God alone. But we who are alive and remain in the coming of the Lord, we will not make it alone. There will be many saints around the globe that will experience their body change in this end time. And so the question is, how would that rapturing faith come to all the saints around the corners of the earth? Amen. How? Amen. Now, when the Bible said nobody knows when the Son of Man comes, not even one among the angels know. Amen. And so how would we be prepared for that glorious coming of the Lord? Amen. Now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 16, we read, For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Now, of course, Paul wrote these statements because of some visions. He saw the Lord in a vision descending from heaven along with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Paul heard those voices in sequence. And so he wrote those in sequence also. Shout first, then voice, and then the sound of the trumpet. Paul just said and wrote this vision without really understanding what those sounds and voices really mean. And obviously, messengers of the early church ages did not have any idea of what these sounds and voices were. But thanks God that he showed us in our time what these visions really mean. And apparently, because he is fulfilling it in our time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, we understand that the shout is the message of Brother Branham that called us out from bondage of denominational teachings. The shout message brought us out from our Egypt, from darkness into the light of God's word. Brother Branham preached many, many sermons in his ministry, but his main message was for the sons and daughters of God to come out from the system of men into the real teaching of God's word. And so he shouted, come back to the word, come back to the word. Amen. His message regenerates our spirits back in connection with God. We felt the power of the resurrected Christ renewing our spirits, renewing our minds, making us resurrected from sin and from darkness, and made us alive into the light and walk in the newness of life. Amen. But Brother Branham was taken and made to rest in the sweet arms of God long time ago in 1965. And so the voice of the archangel, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ through the fivefold ministry takes over until now. Amen. And this sweet voice of the Lord, this sweet ministry of the Lord through the apostles, through the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, they are in full operation after that the people of God are being gathered and are put back to the word. They are here. The fivefold ministry are here to edify the body of Christ. They are here for the body of Christ to attain unity of the faith. Amen. And together with this sweet voice of the Lord comes the power of the resurrected Christ within us that transform our soul. Yes, transform our soul. So with these two initial ministries of the Lord, the shout, the voice of the archangel, God resurrected or revived our inner being, our spirit and our soul. Amen. The shout ministry of Brother Branham regenerates our spirit through faith. The ministry of the fivefold ministry transforms our soul and make our soul anchored unto the promises of God through faith. And God resurrected or revived our inner being through faith. No wonder why Paul said, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Amen. And so what we are waiting for right now is the last ministry, the last trump. And what is this last trump? Apparently, if you have followed me, if the first ministry was for regenerating our spirit, and the second ministry, the present ministry, is for transforming our soul, then the third and the last ministry is for the redemption of our body. Amen. The last trump is for the changing of the body. Paul said, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Amen. At the sounding of the last trump, we shall all be changed. Amen. Now, this vision of Paul was also seen by vision by John developed. Amen. In Revelation 10, we can read about the mighty angel descending as seen by John developed in a vision. That mighty angel is the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like what Paul saw, John saw the same vision. But John did not hear trumpet. He heard voices of thunders. Amen. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered the voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Write them not. Now, this vision, if we meditate over this, this is like what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4. Paul saw the Lord descending from heaven with the shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump. And Revelation 10, John saw a mighty angel coming down from heaven. And then that mighty angel cried with a loud voice. And when he had cried, the seven thunders uttered their voices. Now John heard the cry and heard the utterance of the seven thunders. Amen. Now, in the sermon of Brother Branham, "Is This the Sign of the End, Sir?" in 1962, he said, and I quote, let me just quote his statement here. I hope this would help in understanding our subject. His sermon, "Is This the Sign of the End, Sir?" 1962. He said, "I don't know. I don't know, sirs. I'm only honest with you as my brothers. I don't know. Is it time? Is the mystery all finished? Has the sounding all over? Is that really them, seven thunders, fixing to utter out something that the little group that is gathered together will receive a rapturing faith to go in the rapture when he comes? For we will all be changed as quick as those angels come, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye." Amen. Now, Brother Branham talked about that seven thunders are determined to utter out something that could make the church receive rapturing faith. Amen. And in rapturing faith here, according to Brother Branham, is needed for the bodies of the living saints to be changed. Now, Brother Branham said so. And implied in this statement of Brother Branham was the last trump stated by Paul is the same as the seven thunders that was heard by John. Amen. The last trump stated by Paul is the same as the seven thunders heard by John. For he said, we shall all be changed as quick as those angels, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And he said, is that really them, seven thunders, fixing to utter out something? Okay, so Brother Branham implied in wants to imply that the last trump cited by Paul is the same as the seven thunders heard by John. Amen. Now, in another sermon, the first seal in 1963, Brother Branham made mention that, let me again cite and quote, the first seal in 1963. Brother Branham said, "And then there is something forth seven mysterious thunders that is not even written at all." That's right. And I believe that through the seven thunders will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride together for rapturing faith. So from this, brothers and sisters, we could understand that seven thunders is determined or are determined to utter something in order for the bride to get a rapturing faith. So brothers and sisters, Paul saw it in his vision that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. However, Paul had no idea how metamorphosis of the living saints could ever happen. But the Lord is pleased to reveal this mystery unto us, the saints in our time, because we are the ones that will experience this vision in our days. And as days are getting nearer, the clearer it gets to us. God will send the seven thunders that John heard, the last trump that Paul heard, in order for those saints who remain alive to receive a rapturing faith. Amen. And rapturing faith that the living saints will receive is the faith that will change their mortal bodies into a glorious one like that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't it that clear, brothers and sisters? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then another sermon. In his sermon, The Seventh Seal, in 1963, Brother Branham said, and take note of this, brothers and sisters, the seventh seal in 1963. Did you notice when the Jews asked him that? No. When we compare the scriptures here in Matthew 24 with the six seals, the seventh seal was left out. Because you see, Christ said, only God himself knew, not even the angels. No wonder it wasn't even written. You see, they hush, nothing takes place then. Angels don't know it. Nobody knows when he is coming. And the next statement is, he said, but there will be a seven voices of these thunders that will reveal the great revelation at that time. So I believe, he said, he added, so I believe to us who, if we don't know it, and if it won't be known till that time, but it will be revealed in that day, in the hour that is supposed to be revealed in. So the thing for us to do is to be reverent before God and serve him and do all that we know how to do and live a good Christian lives. Amen. He said nobody knows when the Son of God comes. Only God himself knows, not even the angels. Amen. But there will be voices of the seven thunders that will reveal the great revelation in that time. You see? So Brother Branham expected seven voices of thunders to reveal the great revelation at the time, at the coming of the Son of God. For nobody knows when he comes, he said, but there will be seven voices of thunders that will reveal the great revelation at that time. Now, we shall surely not miss the body change. Amen. Because God is preparing everything for us. He prepares us. Amen. The last trump mentioned by Paul, or the seven thunders heard by John, will be sent to us in the coming glorious day for us to receive a rapturing faith, and we shall all be changed. Amen. Amen. Saints, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, and we are changed from glory to glory through the workmanship of God. Okay, from faith to faith. Amen. So, do you see that, brothers and sisters? Our spirit is regenerated through the shout message by faith. Amen. Our soul is transformed by the voice of the archangel through the fivefold ministry by faith. Amen. And finally, our bodies shall gloriously change through the last trump, through the seven thunders, by the rapturing faith. Amen. So, our experiences of glory to glory is made possible by God from faith to faith. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let us continue tomorrow and make a finale of how God will move in these last days to raise His church in its beauty and power again. What will He do before the arrival of the seven thunders on the scene? For now, let us just park here. God bless you all. Amen. Amen.